got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Ethan messing with his camera. Take your hands off that camera, boy. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference between a Christian and an atheist? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, traveling, or just getting over a hangover from being drunk yesterday and last night, or you just high a pot, or you high a fentanyl, and you're trying to recover, whatever your issue may be today, you can be listening to the show live. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live anywhere in the world. Again, you can podcast, right? But you can be listening by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/Jesse, J-O-P Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond, you're going to put it up in a minute. Bond JLP Cash App. I'm not going to stop saying it until you show it. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond. Joel running the board today. Nick is on vacation. On our Thanksgiving vacation. Joel running the board. He black. So, it's Friday. And for some of you who have been around for a while, you know that Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. And Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm going to tell you how scary it was.
She's a fashion teacher at Beverly Hills High School who says on the day of the election, there was a mob going down the hallway.
And they had a Trump, one had a Trump flag on a pole.
Poor baby.
She says someone tried to open her classroom door, says it upset some of her students.
At this school, I've had to deal with a lot of racism.
This was a mistake.
Yesterday morning, the Texas Department of Public Safety says they encounter a group of more than 200 migrants, and among them were 60 unaccompanied children, including this 2-year-old girl.
I'm sending them back.
Oh, I love that girl. I love that hair. I want her hair.
He's a pirate.
Can I buy your hair? I'll pay you millions.
That is the worst thing I have ever heard.
What a mess. What a mess. I suggest that you send all the black teachers and the black school, the black students back to their black schools. no more integration with the white people. They're scared of the whites. So if they're afraid of the whites, why do they volunteer and go to white schools? Figure that one out. You're afraid of the white man, but you're dying to go to the schools. You don't want to stay in the hood at your own school. Isn't that like insanity? That's insanity. So, happy afterward Thanksgiving. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving and that you fought with your families and you, whatever happened. Joel went to his folks' house and apparently his mama made two turkeys.
That's right.
And Joel brought a whole turkey to work today. So why did your mother make two turkeys?
Well, she went to two different parties. So she had one with us, but before we got there, she went to another party. So
and she brought the whole turkey back from the other party?
Well, she made...
Talking about bringing a plate home.
Right. She had a whole nother one. And she said, you want to take this home? I was like, yeah, I'll bring it. I'll bring it to work.
So she brought the whole turkey from the other party?
No, she made two of them, and I guess the one they brought to the party, they brought that one back, too. So then we had the one from the party that they brought back and this extra one.
So your mother made two turkeys, and she went to a party, and she was supposed to take one of the turkey
to the party. But they took it, but then there was probably turkey at the party as well, so she brought it back. So we had that and the other one.
Talk about Indian giver. Tell your mama she's supposed to lead a turkey, even though they have a turkey.
But now we got
she's
extra.
Like, I can hear it now. I ain't leaving my turkey over here. They already got a turkey. Well, thank you for bringing the whole turkey, Joel.
If you didn't make double, then we wouldn't have any to eat, so.
That's right. Thank you, Joel, mama. I do appreciate it. Amazing. So, earlier this week, I got a call. Into the show from Ethan. I've never met Ethan before. He's from New York, upstate New York. 18 years old, Ethan. And it was an interesting call. And I realized that we don't know what young 18-year-old people are thinking today, where their minds are. We know that they're all drug addicts, but we don't know that what they think. They own pot and everything. So I asked Ethan, would he be a guest on Fridays? And we were calling it Friday with Ethan. Fridays with Ethan. And so Ethan is here now. Hey, Ethan. I can't hear you.
You can't?
No, I can.
Okay.
Welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Well, I guess thanks for calling me a drug addict. I wouldn't identify myself as one.
No, is it true that all the 18-year-olds are like potheads now?
Weren't you a pothead when you were a kid?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, not when I was a kid, but I smoked some pot when I moved to California at 18.
Yeah.
So are your age group, not all of course, are they into pot?
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, we won't start off with the drug. We'll start off with something else. Good morning. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks
right.
for having me on.
Okay. So as an 18-year-old, what's important? Are you like a Generation X?
I'm Generation Z. I'm a Zoomer.
Generation Z. And what is, I know you don't know all Generation Z's, but what the primary attitude of Generation Z's? What's important to you?
Well, what's important to me, I guess, is what's going on around the world. I don't know. I'm not like specifically, I'm not paying attention to one specific thing. I think, there's a lot of things that are important in this country, for example, and around the world. I don't really pay attention to everything because I think it's just overwhelming. But I know that people my age right now are just focused on school, focused on earning a living.
Do you pay attention to politics at all?
I mean, relatively. I wanted to get back to one of your statements. I don't get why you want to segregate the schools. I just want to make it very clear that I'm not for segregating schools. I think that's racist.
And why is that racist?
Because you're separating groups of people based on race, based on their phenotype.
You're referring to my opening there, right?
Yes.
Because the black people, the teachers and the students are saying that they're afraid of the whites.
Who cares?
And so if they're afraid of the whites, why would they volunteer and go to white schools?
Wait, repeat that again.
If they're afraid of... Are you able to see me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If they are, if the, the black teachers and the black students are afraid of the white people, why would they volunteer to go to white schools?
I don't get the question.
Did you see the opening?
Yeah.
And did you see the black teacher saying that she was afraid of the black student marching down the hall? I mean, the white student marching down the hall. And did you see the black teacher, the black student said that they were afraid of the whites? Did you see that?
Was it because of their race or because they were demonstrating at school?
Because they were whites demonstrating at school.
Or maybe it's because they were protesting at school when they should do that outside of school because it's disrupting the learning environment of people there.
Well,
I think it was made very clear in that report.
No, it was because they were white kids and apparently they were Trump supporters and they were protesting at school, it seems. But why would...
No, they were.
Why should the white schools let the blacks in, or why would the blacks volunteer and go to a white school if they're afraid of the whites?
Because we fought for equal rights. That's why we're here. That's why we're able to talk.
And what are equal rights?
The ability to go wherever we want without somebody else impeding on what we can do or say. That's why we have a First Amendment. That's why our founding fathers constructed the Constitution. And that's why we have equal rights. Slavery was phased out in this country, and it was thanks to them. It took obviously the South to secede for them to realize that they needed to get rid of slavery, but they eventually did. And then they got rid of segregation in the 60s, 70s.
But what you mentioned were constitutional rights. I asked you what were equal rights.
Equal rights. Equal rights are, I just told you.
But why do you call constitutional rights equal rights? Why don't you call them constitutional rights? Because there's no such thing as equal white rights.
That's your opinion.
Why don't you call them constitutional rights?
Because it's the same thing. You're just playing word games. It's literally the same thing.
And so are you white or black?
I mean, you could see my skin.
But you saying we as though...
We so, as in Americans, as in people who live in this country, yeah.
Are you...
We all are privy to those rights because we're all Americans living in this country. And even people who are illegals still have those privileges.
For the people who don't know you, are you white or black?
I think you could clearly see on my face.
Yesterday,
my phenotype is white.
But yesterday you told me your mother was white and your father was what?
I'm a white Hispanic, but both of my parents are Hispanic. You're asking me if I'm white. I am white as in racially I am white. Ethnically, I'm Hispanic.
What? So your mother Hispanic?
My mom's Hispanic. My dad's Hispanic.
But why do you call yourself white then?
Because I'm white. You're black, as in you're black because of your phenotype, as in the color of your skin is black. The color of my skin is white, so I call myself white.
Whatever.
I mean, you say that race is a social construct. It's true. That's why we say these things. So we call ourselves black or white or whatever.
And what is social construct?
Something that society constructs, something that society made up.
And
but
so
we still operate within it. It still affects us.
And so if there were, God forbid, if there were to be a race riot, God forbid, which side would you be on, the white people's side or the Hispanic side?
Neither. I don't want to get involved in that because that's stupid.
And so you wouldn't take either side?
No.
Amazing. How do you see the race issue?
I think it's silly to say that for some groups of people, I think it's reasonable for them to say that they're being oppressed because of their lived experience. Their lived experience is valid. You might not consider it to be, but they've went through things that you haven't seen and or understand, and that's just the way that life is, I guess.
And are you so you're in college right now, right?
Yep.
And your major is what?
Computer science.
Oh, okay. And so you see the race issue as silly?
Yeah.
Do you believe that racism exists?
Yeah, I do.
And what is racism?
Racism is the oppression of a group of people. It's not. It's believing that your race is superior than the others. It's racial superiority. It's basically you thinking that, you know, a group of people, like segregation's racist because you would have to separate a group of people from another group of people, whites from blacks or blacks from whites.
And but where is your proof that racism exists?
History, history, all of history.
And where is the proof in history that racism exists?
A textbook, the internet, literally any source of media. If you look anywhere, it says racism exists. Well, you can believe racism exists or not. It still doesn't, you know, obviously change the fact that it did happen and that people, groups of people were marginalized in this country.
Is it true that, I mean, is it possible that whomever wrote this book that you read that said racism exists, is it possible they could be lying in order to deceive you?
It's not just one person. There's several people, hundreds and thousands of people who have documented the things that have happened in this country.
Is it possible that they could have been lying in order to deceive you and control you?
Do you think that's the majority?
No,
it's a big conspiracy.
I'm asking you a question. Is it possible that they could be lying about racism in order to control you by dividing and conquering? Is that possible?
You're trying to entrap me in a question. I'm just saying that sure, for the like minority of the amount that counts that are out there, it's sure some people have lied. The majority are true, and you can prove this. You could look at different sources. It's not just, again, it's not just one person saying this. It's thousands of people who have documented their lived experience from all the way back in the 1800s, all the way up to now and even further back. I can't relate to you exactly one, but again, there are several accounts, and I don't get this.
So is it possible that whatever book you read, and whomever told you that racism exists, is it possible that they could have been lying to you in order to divide and conquer?
Sure.
And so why have you chosen to believe a lie?
It's not a lie just because some people lie.
How do you know it's not a lie?
Because some people make things up, and it doesn't invalidate that racism exists.
But racism is a made-up word, and racism does not exist. But you, at 18 years old, have been told, whether you read a book or someone told you, that it exists, and you're convinced that it exists. So you, unless you have a change of mind at some point in your life, you're going to be going through life believing that racism exists, which is a lie. Racism,
Do you realize how language works? Language works. We all make things up. All the words that we use are made up.
Right.
All of our,
and that's the problem.
Vernacular, and that's not a problem. That's good. That's how it works. That's how symbols work. They evolve over time. We change the way we communicate because of extenuating circumstances. Things that push us to then change the way that we speak to one another. It's not a bad thing. But it's just human, at the way that we evolve as a society over time.
But human beings, due to the fact that human beings are evil, human beings make up words in order to deceive. For example, a long time ago, they made up the word racism. It was a made up word back in the 60s, I guess, 70s. And they made up this word racism. And they use that word, until they can manipulate white people to a certain point. And when they saw that they can deceive and manipulate white people and now others, they added onto that word. They call it reparations or affirmative action. They said it's affirmative action needed because of racism. And then that worked for a long time. And then now they call it DEI. Do you see how one word, one lie was made up and it evolved into another lie to control and to another lie, and now they're calling it DEI, and white people feel handicapped to the blacks now who made up the word. Was that a good idea to make up that word and keep building on it in order to deceive?
Who are the deceivers?
The blacks and the liberal whites.
Oh, okay. I don't see the problem here.
You don't see the problem with that?
I don't see the problem with people getting representation in media. I don't see the problem with black people being represented in media. I really don't. I don't see your problem.
What does that mean with blacks being represented in the media?
I think that putting numbers is like certain amount of people in a particular project, like certain black people or whatever, to meet a quota, I think is silly. But I think that representation in media of all different types of races and types of people, including people you might not like, is a good thing and is more representative of society here. And especially here in America, where we're the largest melting pot of the world. Everybody knows that there's, like, everything's here in the United States. You have Asians, you have blacks, you have Hispanics, you have Indians, you have all sorts of different races and ethnicities of people. And it's not a bad thing for them to be represented in media. And you're saying that is, and that we should segregate groups of people because of their phenotype or the way that they look.
And who should put all these different races in media so that they can be represented? Whose job is it to do that?
I don't know. Are you trying to say the big liberal cabal?
What's wrong with, in the good old days before the civil rights movement, black people did their own thing. They had their own media. They had their own movies. They had their own.
They still do.
They have their own schools. They didn't bear and blame. And they were not crying racism.
They still do.
At all. They were not crying racism at all because racism did not exist. And they are responsible for themselves. Should the blacks still be 100% responsible for themselves? Or do they need the whites and others to be responsible for them?
What?
Should the blacks and the Mexicans and other races, do they need someone else to be responsible for them to make sure they get into media, make sure they get into the right neighborhood, or should the individual be responsible for themselves?
Both.
What do you mean both?
It could be both. They can make connections with other people. It doesn't have to be group, like races of people, like you keep saying. It doesn't have to be. It's you frame it from a whites versus blacks, and you keep saying that racism doesn't exist, but you clearly make that divide where that is the case, and it's not the case for every single circumstance. People need to make connections with you know, to climb up that ladder, and people can depend on themselves at the same time and take responsibility when they make a mistake. It's all, that's what you can do as just a human. It's not just because you're black or white or whatever. Everybody has that ability to do those things.
One last question, then I have another question because of time. I can't believe this time is up already. What are you a Christian?
I was.
And then what happened?
I stopped believing.
Stopped believing in what?
In God.
You stopped, at what age did you stop believing in God?
A few months ago.
And why did you stop?
Because it was silly. I don't know. It's a complicated question that you're trying to get me to answer in like 5 minutes.
Right. And so you, at one point, you believed in God, and then 5 months ago or whatever, you decided, I'm not going to believe in God anymore?
Yeah.
And why?
I didn't see what you guys see, I guess. And it's been a few years of me questioning my faith in God, and I don't believe anymore.
And what is it like? So, two questions. What was it like when you believed in him? What was life like for you at 18? What was life like for you when you believed in God?
Pretty miserable. I was always questioning things. I wasn't able to say particular things, and it's not just because I grew up in a cult, but it's because because that's just Christianity as a whole. You can't say particular things to certain people. You can't think particular things. You can't question the order of things that already are. And I always thought that was a controlling tactic that was used by people who took advantage of their power and were abusive.
That's a very interesting point, in that you're right in that Christians are enslaved. And that's why they're so miserable. They're unhappy because they're enslaved by their false God and their morality. And now that you don't believe in God, what is life for you now? What is it like?
I mean, everything but that, except I'm just living my life. And I feel free to think and say what I want.
That is interesting. So when you were a Christian, you didn't feel free to think and say what you want. But now that you don't believe, you feel free to say and think and do what you want.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so we're going to have you on every Friday if you would come. But let me ask the biblical question. What is the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
One believes in, one's a theist and the other isn't, and the theist believes in the Abrahamic God and I guess his son.
So which one is a thief and which one is not?
The atheist isn't a theist. The atheist disregards theism, at least doesn't believe in theism, and then the other does. It's pretty simple.
And does your parents, are they aware that you now don't believe in God anymore?
Oh, no. My mom pressures me all the time to believe. She thinks I still do. Yeah.
Oh, your mother think you believe in God?
Yeah.
She doesn't believe you when you told her you don't believe in God?
Yep.
And yesterday you said, the other day you said that you were not close to your father. He moved away to another country, right?
I don't know where he is, but that's assumed, yeah.
What is that like at 18, not being close to your father? What does that feel like? What's that like for you?
I mean, I don't know. I'd rather him not be in my life because he's just manipulative and just overall just not a good person. So I'm kind of just happy without him.
Amazing. Ethan, thank you so much for coming on. So are you okay with every Friday?
Sure.
Okay. And then maybe we'll add more time as we move forward so we can, you know, maybe take some calls eventually. How about that?
Okay.
So So thank you for coming on, man.
Yep.
Are you a liberal or conservative?
I'm a liberal.
That I've been listening
all right, thank you, man.
For a few years.
Bye.
Now,
what
now? You know, when you talk about
back in a moment,
the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back, 888-775-3773. It's Open Line Friday. It's the day after Turkey Day. So we just kind of, whatever. You know what I mean? So a couple of announcements. The Hake Report, Hake, H-A-K-E, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake Report. From 9 to 11. And then at no new fallen state today, all right? Normally we do a brand new fallen state every Friday at 12 noon, but we never do them on Thanksgiving Friday. The office is closed. The producer for the fallen state is off today. So we never really do a brand new fallen state on Thanksgiving Friday. Next Friday, if the Lord is willing and a creek don't rise, we will have a brand new fallen state for you. And then the anchor baby at 4 p.m. is on vacation too. He's out turkeying around. And so I don't know if he's going to do something from his location. He'll make those announcements. He wasn't sure if he wanted to kind of show you guys what he's doing out there. But he'll be back Sunday. And Sunday morning, Fellowship for All. Fellowship for All. If you in the L.A. area, come on down anywhere. But if you're not, you can watch it live on RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 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 It's going to pop up in a minute. I didn't know it will.
I don't have it here.
Joel's on the board, so okay, he doesn't have it. He's new on the board after being old on the board. But rebuildingtheman.com/
got it. Oh, that's hate.
That's not it, Joel. He black.
That ain't it either.
Okay, that's enough.
Rebuilding. Okay,
there you go. He black and slow, but he make it on time. Huh? What?
Genius.
He's not going to turn your mic on.
Yeah, he will. Genius. A slow genius.
Joel working the board. He hasn't worked the board in years. And so he's taking the plays on the Anchor Baby today and yesterday. So he's a little slow on things. He was starting to remember how things would go. So Sunday morning at Fellowship at 9 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting at 11 a.m. Pacific time, all right? What else? RebuildingTheMan.com/charity. Look, we have a chalice grant. You know, we'll try to raise, we are raising $100,000 to take them through the holidays and all that. And since y'all are going to be going out of town. And so we're asking that you help, that you give $50,000. Because this chalice grant will give up to 50 if I can raise the other 50. Whatever I raise, that's what he would match. All right? So hurry, hurry. It's the end of the year. It's time for giving. Task stuff and everything. And we have been working hard. You've been helping us to help others. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/donate to help meet this challenge grant of $50,000, all right? RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND to make a donation. I want to show you something really interesting that I would like to hear your reaction to, your response to. Back in the 70s, they had what they call busing, desegregation, and busing. That's when the blacks went to the white schools and the whites went to the black schools, which was a horrible mistake. That should have never been forced to be at all. You can't make somebody love you. Either you love me volunteer, or it doesn't happen at all. And they were trying to make the blacks were trying to make the whites, even though the whites didn't have it, didn't care either way, they were trying to make the whites love them. I'm gonna make you love me. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm gonna make you love me. See how far that got you and get you. So I want to react to these desegregation busing interviews back from 1971. It's holiday. You're already mad, those losers that lost the presidential election. They already ticked. Why don't I tick them off just a little bit more? You know what I mean? And so I want you to take a look at these interviews with students sharing their thoughts on busing and school desegregation during the first day of school in Dallas back in 1971. Here's an interview from new students. Watch this from WFAA Collections. Watch this.
This is Betty Brown's first day at Pinkston, but rather than coming on the bus, her mother brought her.
Right.
Why?
We didn't know where to catch the bus at.
What the? Was that in the tape or Joel?
I assume that it was in the tape.
I'm sorry?
I assume that it was in the recording.
Oh, man, it's horrible.
Yeah. What a shame.
So we can't play it.
He asked if you want to try part B.
Yeah, let's see. So part the A is not going to work, huh?
Doesn't look like it. But we'll work on it. I'll talk to
Derek.
What?
What do you say, Derek? Okay, let's try the next soundbite. Here's from WFAA Collection. We'll try this and see what happens.
One second here.
Brace yourselves, right. Headphones users.
Derek didn't test these things before. Yeah.
I don't know.
He black.
He is.
Okay.
Well, it might be all right. I think the same thing, too.
You think it's going to be okay?
I don't.
Why not?
I don't. But because the first day that I went out there, well, we had a scramble. But it...
Sorry.
No. Nope.
Amazing. It's not going to work. I'm sorry. It would have been so interesting to see how those kids thought back then, back in 1971, as they do today. The one thing I can tell you is that ever since they started this busing thing and the housing thing, where they tried to make the white people let the black people live in the neighborhood. Just think about, I want you to think about this. Black people back in those days, so-called civil rights people, they were not content. They were not happy living in their own neighborhood, doing their own thing. Where they were content until the so-called civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, those guys came along and told them that they were not content. But they were looking over across the road at their neighbor's neighborhood, and they wanted to go live in the neighbor's neighborhood. That made sense to you? Think about that. And blacks were doing just fine until somebody came along and told them that they were not. Think about that. And then ever since they've been forced housing neighborhoods and busing and all, it's been fights. The blacks and the whites have been fighting ever since. They were not fighting prior to that, but they started fighting after desegregation started. If that's not from hell, I don't know what is. Really, think about that. There have been no peace between the blacks and the whites since then. Prior to that, there was peace. What were you saying, Jay? They were also known as
it
what?
Was called forced busing.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you go to the schools.
Yeah. Make the schools accept you.
Right. I'm going to make them accept you. I'm not going to tell you, you know what, we have laws. You can go wherever you want to go now. But they said, no, we're going to create these laws, and we're going to make the white people let you in, and we're going to make them love you. I'm going to make you love me. Isn't that amazing? Think about that, folks. If you don't see how evil that is, I don't know what it's going to take. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
On this turkey weekend. I'm doing just fine, sir.
So you're calling to congratulate me?
Well, I'm calling, yes, to...
And let's hear the congratulation first.
Well, congratulations, Jesse, on your big win of Donald Trump, the great white hope that you call being back in the White House. The big clown show is about to start January 20th.
You need to be turned up.
So congratulations.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
And
hey, Tony, speak right into your phone so that we'll make sure we're adjusting it on our end, but we'll make sure they hear you. Are you as happy as I am that the great white hope won?
No, I'm not, sir. No, because this country will be totally destroyed by the time he gets finished with it and bankrupt.
And are you can you feel it in the air already that a change is going to come?
Oh, no question on that. No question.
And when you say that he's going to destroy the country, you mean by bringing jobs back and shut down the borders and get rid of the illegal aliens?
No.
Are you saying that's how he's destroying? He's going to destroy the country?
No, no.
Destroy? Give me an example of what you think he would do to destroy the country.
Well, for first thing, he's going to rob the country and try to take as much billions of dollars and hide it for himself.
And how do you know he would do that?
Because he did it last time. He took a charge ridiculous prices for his civil service members of his team to stay at his.
Tony, you're not saying anything.
Hotel.
Tony, you're just making up words
no,
right now.
No.
What
no,
has.
No,
Tony,
no.
Tony.
Come on now.
Tony. Tony, yeah. Rather than just making up stupid stuff, tell me what Donald Trump will do. You said that it's not destroying the country to close the borders. He's not destroying the country to make illegals go back home. It's not destroying the country when he bring back jobs. What will he do to destroy America in your mind?
Well, the thing is, like I said, sir, with this tariff of 45 or 35% tariff that he put on all things coming from China and Mexico and Canada, oh, yeah, they're going to make prices go even higher in the grocery stores and on the material.
And
on
what does tariff mean?
Well, the tariff is a tax that comes across the border. It comes across on ships and boats and stuff. So the thing is from China, from Mexico, and Canada. But the thing is,
and so how would that hurt America to make foreign country have to pay to bring products into our country? How would that hurt America to make the country's
America
foreign
to
country to Tony? How would that hurt America? Tony, how would that hurt America for foreign country to have to pay to bring their products in? How would that hurt America?
No. Foreign countries won't have to pay it. America, that buying it from foreign countries, has to pay the higher price.
You said what now?
It goes back to the purchase. The Americans that
are you on a speakerphone, come Tony?
No, okay. I'm on my phone.
Okay, wow. Well, here, calm down a little bit and don't speak so aggressive into the mic.
Sir, can I speak on what I call for? But this is not what I call for.
Well, because you don't know what you're talking about. So, about?
Well, I called about when you were lying to that young 18-year-old young man that called earlier about racism. Why did you lie to him when you grew up in racism in the Jim Crow area? When you couldn't even go through the front door of most establishments. You had to go upstairs to watch a movie in the balcony because they wouldn't allow you down on the ground floor. Or you couldn't even go to the bathrooms they go to because you had to go to the bathroom in the back or water fountain in the back.
But were you there or something? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
So you grew up with me?
I grew up behind you.
You grew up down in Alabama, that's where I grew up?
No, I grew up in Virginia.
And so why you just told me, how were you able to tell me what you thought my life was like when that wasn't true for me? You made that up. Why would you make that?
No,
you just made up something about tariff and Trump. Why did you make that up about my life? You don't know anything about my life. You weren't there.
You didn't even
grow up in Alabama.
I knew all about your life and Alabama.
No, you didn't. Tony, no, you don't. That's what's wrong with you, Black. You think you know, and you don't.
No. Did you grow up in Jim Crow?
No.
Yes or no?
I grew up in Alabama.
Why you lie? Why
I grew up in Alabama. I didn't grow up in Jim Crow.
You didn't grow up in Jim Crow area?
I grew up in Alabama.
Today, so you ain't answering. You ain't be Tupac on your own show.
I've said over and over all these 30-some years, there was something called Jim Crow, but the blacks would not bother about it until the so-called civil rights people came along and told them it was a problem.
Well, the thing is, it was a problem.
Tony, let me ask because of time. What is it like being a grown man in his 60s and still blame the white man for your failure? What's that like?
What failure?
What failure
are you speaking on, Jesse?
That you have not been able to have a life and accomplish the things or do anything amazing in life. What is that like thinking that the white man has kept you down? What is it like blaming another man for your problems?
I haven't blamed no one for
you
my
just
problems.
Blamed the white man right now.
No, I said Jim Crow era.
No,
okay,
you said
I was five or six
you
years
said
old.
Something about racism. Okay. But tell me, what racism, is that like?
Racism.
What is that like?
To be racism is this
what
today?
Is that like to blame the white man?
How many black?
You're not answering that question.
Trump have on his cabinet.
You're not answering. Tone it.
How many blacks did the Great White Hope have in his cabinet?
I hope he has none.
He gonna put you in there.
Tony, see, but don't you feel embarrassed right now? Do you feel embarrassed right now? You're telling the white man that you need Trump to put some black people on his cabinet so you can feel better. Isn't that like an issue for you?
How can you have America and represent America when you don't have no blacks in your cabinet? How is that? How are you representing America?
That's not representing America. To
how
put
you're
representing.
You
may
no
I tell
necessary.
You? Hold on, Tony. Let me tell you how. You represent America by living your own life, doing your own thing, not saying somebody telling some other person that you need to do this in your business. You need to do this so I can feel better. You need to do this. Why don't you do what you're trying to make white man do? Why don't you do it?
How does he represent?
Why
do he represent it?
Why don't you do it, Tony?
I do do it.
No, you
I got
don't.
Organization all of my,
you do
I
not do do.
Hey, no, I don't do do. No, I don't. But
all
the
right.
thing is.
Thank you, Tony. I got to run because of time. Super Chat. Thank you, Tony. You still lost. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
What's that like being white? James is white. And you hear the black man, Tony age, and then younger, telling you that you're smarter than them, and you need to do something to make them feel better. What's that like hearing that?
It's become all too typical, and they don't see themselves. There's another guy I talk with who's, quote-unquote, smarter than and more educated than Tony seems to be, but he's the same type of thinking, pushing the fake racism thing, smearing the whites, and believing in the so-called civil rights mess.
That guy sounds like he just make up stuff. Do you see that he just make up stuff? The stuff he's saying has no proof.
Every now and then I catch him. But usually I don't, because some stuff sounds like it could be
not.
It could be cited from the government statistics.
Because
the government's just as dishonest as he is.
Right.
So.
But that guy make up stuff that's not even true.
Yeah.
He threw in his own numbers. He threw in his own stat. And I think he does it just to be on your show, because it just made up. And I sometimes wonder, how do you discuss stuff with people that make up stuff?
I don't know. I sometimes get sucked into these arguments. Yesterday, for example, he said that there was only a few million American Indians left. And I said, how many were there when we first came? He's like, I'm sure, like, exponentially more than that. And then somebody in my super chat said that it was only, like, 2 million. Like, that sounds more like it.
So you can't tell you're having a conversation with someone that's making up numbers, just like Tony does, just throwing stuff
right.
out off their head. You can't tell when that's happening.
Sometimes I can't.
Oh, I see.
I get sucked into the, because I'm an intellectual.
Right.
And so I get sucked into the intellectual argument.
It's so obvious that that guy be saying stuff ain't true. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay. Let me take a break. When I come back, we need to do those super chats.
Okay.
2 more hours to go for. When I come back, we're moving your calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, the 29th of November, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. Hope you had a nice and happy Thanksgiving. No commie nonsense today. Well, we'll see. I may read some AP, which is commie nonsense. Not CNN, though. This little story caught my attention, though. Muslim schoolgirl, according to Revolver News, confesses that she lied about the teacher's Islamophobia, which led to this teacher's brutal, cover your ears, kids, decapitation by a jihadist. According to Revolver News, this was reported a couple of days back, and they cite the liberal, sloppy foreign outlet Daily Mail. Daily Mail tends to have a little bit of truth thrown in there amongst the mess, the tabloidy stuff. A Muslim schoolgirl admits to lying that her teacher was Islamophobic, which led to him being decapitated by a jihadist because she was suspended for 2 days and worried her parents would be angry. Samuel Paty, age 47, way over in France, I believe. Was this France? He was brutally stabbed and they cut his head off. Sorry, kids. Ladies, on October 16th, 4 years ago, 2020, the Muslim schoolgirl accused her teacher of that, and she began rumors that led to this 18-year-old jihadist guy from Chechen guy, whatever, I don't know, who cut his head off in the street in France. And she admitted now to lying. She apologized to the victim's family. Wow. In a remarkable court hearing the other day, just a few days, two, 3 days ago, history and geography teacher Samuel Paty, P-A-T-Y, was murdered October 16th, 2020, by Abdullah Anzarov, an 18-year-old Islamist radical of Chechen origin. These people, and this happens all too often in France. It's crazy. He tracked down this Anzarov tracked down 47-year-old Samuel Paty. Je suis Samuel. I am Samuel. That's what they're saying, a lot of these Frenchmen. And brutally hacked his head off after seeing pictures and videos of him circulated on social media because they did like a public lynching on the internet, and he literally lynched him on the street. Terrible. The schoolgirl in question claimed that he had ordered Muslim students to leave the classroom while he showed the rest of the class those caricatures of the prophet Muhammad, that was done by the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. Remember Charlie Hebdo? Also prompted a couple of terrorist attacks against them because they did mock cartoon pictures of the prophet Muhammad, and then they got shot up like twice, I think. Terrible. Out of control over there in France. She revealed today, a couple days ago, that she had not even been present in class when he showed it because she was suspended and she was scared of her parents. So she said, oh, he sent us away because he was going to show the Charlie Hebdo pics of Muhammad. But it was a lie. And now that guy also got killed. He killed the guy, the 18-year-old, and then he got killed too. What a mess. The schoolgirl's father, a supposed man, right? Brahim Chnina. He was accused of launching an online harassment campaign against Samuel Paty. Other teen students tried after they identified him for the attacker in exchange for a few hundred euros. What a mess. A terrible mess. This Anzarov guy who had killed him, he had requested asylum in France. He was a so-called refugee, wannabe refugee. more than 60. He traveled more than 60 miles to cut down Samuel Paty in public 4 years ago. So what a mess. Another hate crime hoax, right? Fake hate crimes just to get out of trouble. 13-year-old girl. And now if 4 years later, she's still supposedly underage. I guess that's 17, right? And she's anonymous. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
My bad. It was really me. Time went by so fast. I had no idea. Sorry about it. My fault. Listen, we're uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference? Amazing. You can listen to the show if you're too busy to watch. You can't sit and watch. You want a podcast, you can always podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone, iPad, no matter what. You can be listening as it is happening, working out, whatever you might be doing. You went to a party and you took a whole turkey and you brought it back because they had a turkey or whatever. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm going to tell you how scary it was.
She's a fashion teacher at Beverly Hills High School who says on the day of the election, there was a mob going down the hallway.
And they had a Trump flag on a pole.
Poor baby.
She says someone tried to open her classroom door, says it upset some of her students.
At this school, I've had to deal with a lot of racism.
This was a mistake.
To your school, yesterday morning, the Texas Department of Public Safety says they encounter a group of more than 200 migrants, and among them were 60 unaccompanied children, including this 2-year-old
girl. Send them back.
I'm sending them back.
Oh, I love that girl. I love that hair. I want her hair.
He's a pirate.
Can I buy your hair? I'll pay you millions for it.
That is the worst thing I have ever heard.
You should be glad he offered money for your hair. What the? You paid all that money to go over to the Asian beauty shop and buy hair. What a mess. So, let me find out. Joy, are we able to play those sound bites now of the busing thing from 1971?
Yeah, I think we can give it a shot.
Okay, so I want you to see this. We're going to make another attempt, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls and super chats. I want to make another attempt to play, because I want to hear your reaction to these desegregation busing interviews from 1971. Here is the, so I want you to take a look at these interviews with students sharing their thoughts on busing and school desegregation during the first day of school in Dallas in 1971. Watch this from WFAA Collection. I hope it will work this time. Let's try.
This is Betty Brown's first day at Tankston, but rather than coming on the bus, her mother brought her.
Right.
Why?
We didn't know where to catch the bus at.
Are you nervous about Betty's being here?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's always the first time.
What about you, Betty? Are you nervous?
Uh-huh.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the kids yet?
No.
What are you nervous about?
No, nothing. I've been in a new school that I don't even know.
How long do you think it'll take before Pinkston becomes their school instead of a school they're going to?
Well, as soon as they start, because it's not hard here. I mean, they'll make friends real fast. I think they will.
How long will it be before Pinkston becomes your school?
I don't know.
How long will it be before Pinkston becomes your school rather than just a school you're attending?
Now. Because it doesn't matter what school you go to, it's going to be the same. You get your education just the same.
Okay. So that was the white kids responding to the reporters, right? And here's part two of that. And I want you to hear how the black kids responded to the question about the school from WFAA Collection.
Well, it might be all right. I think same thing too.
You think it's going to be okay?
I don't.
Why not?
I don't. Because the first day that I went out there, well, we had a scramble. But
what a mess. It was a totally different, for the most part, what the black kids said as opposed to what the white kids said. Isn't that amazing? Hopefully we can get that worked out, too, and play that part for you. James, I want to do the Super Chats. We tried to start them, but we ran out of time there. But first I want to ask, if there were no day or night, what would you prefer to be right?
If there were no day or night, which would I prefer to be right?
Yeah.
I don't understand your question.
Me either.
At first I understood it until you said to be right. And then when you said to be right.
Well, which would you prefer, the day? If there were no day or night, which would you prefer?
Day.
day. When white people comb their hair, do they use a brush to comb their hair, or do they just comb it? And the beard and everything?
Various. Some whites use a brush. Some whites use a comb.
You use brush?
I use neither.
You don't use a comb nor brush?
Right.
What does that mean?
I just wet my hair and use my fingers to just...
Oh, don't brag.
What's funny is I used to see people on cartoons like Bruce Wayne in the cartoon Batman. He like fashioned his hair just with his his hands. I'm like, whoa. That's when I learned you could do that, I guess.
And the reason I asked about the hair thing, because I'm always brushing my hair in the morning. And then I noticed that before I brush, I put in some Stay Soft Pro.
They don't have that anymore.
Right. No, they ran out of state. But I happen to have bought some and stocked up on it. And so I'm running out because they don't even make it anymore.
Right.
But I realized when I put the Stay Soft Pro in, did I brush my hair? I'm brushing the Stay Soft Pro out. And so this morning I said, I'm just going to comb it and not brush it and see what happens. It looked like the Stay Soft Pro staying longer.
Okay. Nice. Feels like a comb would also take a lot of it away, too.
Because the comb go right through it. It's got to even it out. How do you do it, Joe? You brush your hair, Joe, or you comb it? You black. Even though Maze is right, he doesn't know his culture.
I brush it.
You brush your hair?
Yeah.
Why not comb it? Why do you brush it and not comb it?
Let me just put me on camera real quick. I brush it because when I brush it down, it just looks smoother and nicer, cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah. But if you brush it, it doesn't take out all the Stay Soft Pro.
It take out some?
Right. But it smooths it out on your head.
The hair?
Down. Yeah. So it's like brushing the grease through your hair. So it like straightens the black people's hair so it looks smoother and cleaner.
When I was a teenager and I started brushing my hair, I did it because I wanted waves.
Yeah. Oh, even then?
Yeah, I wanted waves back then. Just like Derek has all those waves in his hair.
Yeah.
I wanted waves in my hair, but then I realized, I'm not thinking about waves now.
Right.
So is it a habit or do I need to still brush it?
Well, it just looks cleaner when you brush it. It looks better.
But the white people can't tell when you brush your hair. Not when black people brush their
hair. I can't even imagine a need for you to brush that short length of hair.
That's true. That's a good point. I never thought, because when nobody's really looking that deep to see if it's brushed or not.
Right.
Because it's short. But you know when you look at it, like, my hair look nappy right now.
To me, it looked nappy, but to the white people, it doesn't look nappy. It just look like bad hair anyway.
Yeah.
Or no hair.
The white people get everything, huh?
I wonder why God. I'm going to have a little talk with God when I get up there. And no wonder Tony mad at the white folk.
He jealous.
Uh-huh. Derek, my producer, who is black, he said, you can just wave.
You can get waves.
You can get waves, Jesse. Just put a do-rag on at night. No. You can't sleep with that thing on your head like grandma. But I remember as a teenager, I used to do that, though, so I know what you mean. Amazing. I just wanted super chat.
Nice. Over on Rumble, Lizzie Longtoes says, good morning to Chatelet. Thank you for being a light in the tunnel, thanking a fellow chatter. Thanks for being here. Love and appreciate you, Smiga. Love you too, Jesse.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. And thanks for loving me too. I appreciate it. I really do.
Brian bought a coffee. Jesse has his white staff working like slaves on Thanksgiving. What the?
That's right.
Happy Thanksgiving to all the Bond staff. These are from yesterday, by the way. Make sure Hake eats all the sweet potato pie. Salute. Emoji.
You had some of that sweet potato pie yesterday, right?
Yeah, I had the whole slice, both whole slices. Very generous, big slices from Fat Hassan.
Hassan, thank you, man. Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
Honestly, the yesterday's sweet potato pie was a little bit better than the, maybe even significantly better than the
pumpkin.
That particular pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But they were both good. I liked them.
And now will you make your wife make you sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie. For the nostalgia. Not necessarily because one is better than the other. It's apples and oranges. And apples are better than oranges.
You think?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
1776 Christians bought a coffee. That red wave hit Kamala so hard. FEMA just sent her $750.
That's right. She has not recovered yet. What the?
That is funny.
Amazing. Thank you.
Poor gal.
Don't blame her. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Amazing.
Adam bought a coffee. I still keep falling back into the vices. I go weeks watching Satan dealing with the pain, but all of a sudden one day the things I used to do before I forgave comes right back. Is it the anger or what is the actual problem I'm dealing with? Asks Adam.
You are still thinking that is you. And so when that fall, what you see, you think it's a fallback, rather than just realize, oh, I'm in my thoughts, you're calling it you. And the worst thing amongst many things that a human being can do is to judge yourself. Because when you judge what you think is yourself, you're confirming another false identity. There is no self to judge. But you confirm, and when you confirm a false identity, you're just taking on another raw evil spirit. So stop calling it you. And if you fall back into what you think is your little vices, just realize you did, and you'll come right out, all right? Don't make a decision about it. Just see it. All you need to do is see it, and seeing it would take it away. It's time to stop calling these evil spirits you, if you want to be free from them. It's not you. It's something that made a home in you, and it's pretending to be you. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Liam, three coffees. The difference between an... Oh, I guess this is in the biblical question.
What's
response.
The difference between an atheist, I mean a Christian, and an atheist?
He bought three coffees, maybe even six. The difference between an atheist and a Christian is just the type of identity that they are holding on to. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Luke 9:24.
Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing response, though. Thank you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Michelle, five coffees. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse, Hake, and Joel. Thanks for doing the show today.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for your support. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Three coffees from someone. Happy Thanksgiving. Very nice.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you.
Kelly bought a coffee. Happy Thanksgiving, she says.
Thank you, Kelly. Happy Thanksgiving.
She's the one who said she might not listen to you anymore, so apparently she's still listening.
Amazing. Stay with it, Kelly. No matter what, you stay with it, all right? I appreciate it.
Derek, 10 coffees, very generous. Extremely appreciative of you guys at the show. My birthday is Saturday, and this is some of that birthday money. Ha ha.
Amazing. Thank you, and thanks for helping us. I appreciate it.
Five coffees from...
Happy birthday before it happened.
Hope you make it.
Yeah, I hope you make it.
Unless it was this past Saturday. Camilla, not to be confused with Kamala, Camilla bought five coffees. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse and crew. I told my 15-year-old son he needs to forgive us. And he said, show me where it says that in the Bible, and I'll do it. What should I say?
God said, if you want to have peace, enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive, and then I will forgive you. Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gregory, five coffees. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse and crew. Bought me a sweet potato pie and called my mama. Mama, a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
Three more coffees from Gregory. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2.
Right on. Thank you.
Nice passage.
Have your son check out Colossians 3:13.
Camilla.
Yeah, this is for Camilla. Bear with one another. Forgive each other. If one of you has a complaint against another, the Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. There is no way around it, folks, if you want to be free. But if you love your anger, you love your misery, don't forgive. You stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Brandon, three coffees. Happy Thanksgiving to JLP and the crew. Hope you all have some amazing sweet potato pie. Shout out to Get a Job for leading me to listen to JLP daily.
Right on. Thank you. And thank you, Get a Job. Amazing. Get a Job. Is he back on YouTube yet?
Yeah. He got reinstated on YouTube some months back.
Right on. Cool.
Three coffees from Justin. Happy Thanksgiving, JCN experts. I've just received my books. Amazing. What's up, Hake? He black.
Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy the books. Amazing.
Tony bought a coffee. The sun has shed its kindly light. Our harvesting is gladly o'er. Our fields have felt no killing blight. Our bins are filled with goodly store. We have been spared by thy decree. And now with humble hearts, O Lord, we come to pay our thanks to thee. And it's an old poet, I guess. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Amazing. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Tony.
That's cool. That's amazing.
Gen C, 50 coffees. Very generous. This year, I lost my home to fire. Ended a dead-end relationship. Found out my job contract ends December 2025. With the help of Jesse's guidance, I've been able to stay calm and present through it all. Everything did work out this year and will work out the way it's supposed to in the years to come. I've never been in a better place than I am right now. God bless everyone in the JLP universe and happy Thanksgiving.
Right on. Amazing. I love the way you dealt with it. Stay with it and never overreact to anyone or anything or any situation. It's going to blow your mind. I wish you well and stay with it. Amazing.
Nicolas, the anchor baby. 15 coffees, very generous. Thanks, fellas, for holding it down.
That's the anchor baby?
Uh-huh.
Hey, anchor baby.
Hey.
Thank you. The anchor baby is still helping the struggles we have on the machine sometimes because he's on his phone, right?
Yeah, maybe he even has a computer.
Yeah, his computer. So he's still working while at play.
That's right.
So what do you say?
He says, thanks for holding it down. I can't cook you a $20 Thanksgiving meal. What the? Fast food alone is $20 now. Not worth it anymore. My sweet McDonald's. I'll get you guys back. Thanks, Bond fam, and everyone watching.
Right on. Thank you, Anchor Baby. And have fun. Have fun. Amazing.
Five coffees from Not a Victim. I feel pride swell in my heart from that dinner she made with things I didn't even know were food.
I know. She made a $20 Thanksgiving meal. Figure that one out. It was interesting.
Daniel from Texas, three coffees. Sticking with the silent prayer has done a tremendous work in my life. I see the thoughts a lot more clearly and how they are all evil. Amazing. I just don't know how to speak to people anymore. That's become difficult because I don't want to. I don't want to now. God bless and happy Thanksgiving to you all.
I know what you mean. Just stay with it and let life unfold for you. You'll see how it'll happen naturally. Don't worry about it. You're overcoming the world without you trying to. You're overcoming the world. You'll be able to be in it, but not of it, and it'll be amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
All that comes to mind, says Not a Victim, is San Francisco when Kamala comes up on the news crying, she must be blank. Fill in the blank.
Thank you.
Mo Betta, stand up with a diamond. Anyone got plans for Joel Black Friday?
Today is Black Friday.
Happy Black Friday.
Check out the Black Friday, the Barn Black Friday sales. Barn Holiday sales, 15% off on all merch starting today. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/shop. Rebuildingtheman.com.
No. Rebuildingtheman.shop. Something like that.
What did I say?
You said rebuildingtheman.com/shop.
Rebuildingtheman.com/shop. No.
Stores. If you go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores like you've always done,
right,
there ought to be a link.
Why they got a shop here then?
Because it's rebuildingtheman.shop.
Right, but because I'm black, y'all throw me off with no
stuff. I know. We were trying to make it easier.
Rebuildingtheman.shop.
There you go.
For the Black Friday merch. Barn holiday sale. 15% off. Rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.shop.
This is not your fault.
Yeah, don't blame me.
Yeah.
Rebuildingtheman.shop.
Yeah. It's a new website.
We have a barn holiday sale going on there. 15% off on all merch started today. Black Friday. Why is it that the black people are not mad that y'all call Friday Black Friday?
Some of them might be. But black means good because you're in the black. You're no longer in the red. You're no longer losing money. You're actually making money.
So then why don't you call it White
Friday? White Friday?
Yeah.
I think they would get mad if we called it White Friday.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, you think it better because it's White Friday.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mobetta. Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. Happy Thanksgiving. She Indian. Her hair was a bit disheveled, too. Can you believe people are calling Jesse and yelling at him on Thanksgiving?
I know.
I have an answer to the question, what's wrong with the blacks, if you want to hear it. I can message you again later.
Thank you, Julie. What's the difference between blacks? I mean, blacks. She can answer what question?
The question, what's wrong with the blacks?
Oh, what's wrong with the blacks, Julie?
She'll get back to you.
Oh, okay. Get back to me.
Easier done than said.
Thank you, Julie.
Two coffees. No message from easier done than said.
Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul yesterday on Rumble. Good to see Hassan. Happy Thanksgiving to the whole crew.
Right on. Thank you. Hassan is amazing.
Riv on Cash App says, Grandma crazy.
That's for sure. Can we stop there?
Yeah, we'll read the rest later,
guys. I want to get you some calls.
That did all the ones that took place yesterday on the show, I believe.
Oh, nice.
So we'll read the rest later today, hopefully.
But we caught up.
Yep.
How can people get this shirt, amazing shirt you have on?
By going to, let's see if it's, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and then click on the Printify link. That's what I would do.
Oh, okay.
And it's up towards the top of the page on rebuildingtheman.com/stores. It's a Jesse Santa, Merry Amazing Christmas Santa Jesse, and there is a tri-blend version. I'm wearing the 100% cotton one that Jesse doesn't like. It's Gildan cotton, and I actually like the feel and fit.
Nice.
So far, hope it doesn't shrink too much. But anyway.
And can they get racism just as this? No such thing as racism? No ism. No racism. No sexism. No homophobism. No Allah-u-Abba-ism. No anti-Semitism. No white supremacism. No ism. No dabby-ism. And no, it's all made up. It's a lie.
Yes, they can. And it is available through Printify for sure. And I'm scrolling through rebuildingtheman.shop just in case I happen to come across it.
Oh, okay. So why y'all have so many, y'all have a shop store now?
What's happening is the Printify is going to feed into rebuildingtheman.shop, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So believe it or not, we're trying to simplify it. But we're making it a little bit more complicated while we're simplifying it. Bear with us. But you can always go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
So y'all,
and find it from there.
So y'all see why we tried to raise $100,000. We have a chalice grant of $50,000. Someone would give up to $50,000 themselves, just one person. And then if I can raise the other $50,000. So give the $50,000. All right. James, react to this. What do you think about this white man standing up for himself? And
break's coming up.
Oh. Let me take a quick break. I'm coming back to your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, listen up. It's your job to be aware of your options in life, right? It's your job to, I have encouraged people for the last 35 years to buy some land, to take responsibility for your life. And land, you can't go wrong with land. I feel the same way about gold. And I haven't just now started buying gold. I've been buying gold for years. I feel the same way. Invest in gold. So you take responsibility. It's your job to be aware of your options. So check out Gold Co. Gold Information Kit. All right? It has an information kit. So go over there to Gold Co. and check it out. Also, for my listeners, Gold Co. and I have worked out a special promo, a special plan for my listeners. The qualified account receiver, a qualified account will receive 10% instant match, a 10% instant match in bonus ever. Right away, as soon as you qualify, you will get a 10% instant match in bonus ever. So go to JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Really, you're going to, if you do this, folks, and if you, especially with the young people, if you start out early being responsible for your own life, you're going to be stunned at how amazing it is to stop blaming other people, to take responsibility for your life. A Gold Co. is giving you an opportunity to take responsibility on gold. All right? Go to GoldCo.com. JesseLovesGold.com. Or 855-644-GOLD. Let me know how it goes. So Beat Bop is going to be co-hosting with Hake today from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Beat Bop is up there, maybe he was one of the smartest black men I ever met. Maybe. He is so smart. I'm like, what the? Beat Bop is co-hosting with Hake today, all right, at 9, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Jay, what would you think would happen to America if all white men were as fearless as this white man? Watch this from X.
Can you name that for me?
Name that tune?
Name the clip.
27-4.
Oh, 27. Okay. Oh, Joey is sitting in for the anchor baby today, Lord.
All right, here we go.
He's from Arkansas.
Oh, okay, okay.
Whoa.
We need the anchor baby back.
Desperately.
Black people don't know how to run nothing.
I think Joel's aura is aura. Sending it, his aura.
He aura go back.
He's sending it into static.
I'm telling you.
He's giving it static.
What were we looking at?
So we were looking at a street camera, or maybe like a Ring camera, security camera from a house, on a delivery man or a workman by his van. And a guy runs up to him, looks like he has a gun. Maybe a little black kid runs up to this.
It appeared to be, we don't know for sure, appeared to be two black guys running up on him with guns.
Or maybe white Hispanics. and he's like, "You serious?" I think. And then he grabs the guy and just puts the guy in like a, holds the guy. And then like the gun goes, gets knocked off. And then he body slams the guy on his head or something.
And the guy starts screaming like a little beta girl.
He puts his knee on the guy's head back and he starts screaming.
And the other guy ran.
Yeah.
And they both were trying to run.
Right on. White man. He was a big guy.
Don't mess with whites. Amazing. Okay. So we can't play that one either, huh, Joe?
What a mess.
I know. We can't do soundbites today.
Yeah, I don't know which ones are good or not.
Okay, so my producer's black, who put this together, and my engineer is black. Law, I ain't got a chance.
And I'm a boomer. I can't figure out this technical stuff.
Right now, we're the majority of the office.
Oh, God. It brings tears in my... Oh, God. Blacks are running my office right now. Come back, white people, from vacation.
White Hispanic anchor baby.
No wonder Trump loved X.
Elon Musk.
Have you known Elon Musk and Trump are like daddy and son now?
They really seem to get along, huh?
Yeah. That's cool. Oh, yeah.
Jinx.
Cool. Let me go quickly to Rigo?
Rigo
out of Texas. Rigo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Rigo.
Ever since I just observed the thoughts, all has been well.
Nice.
And good. I knew that all thoughts were all lies, but I just didn't know how to deal with them when they try to control you. I thought you just had to sit back and watch. I thought I'd be fighting them. Yeah.
You stopped fighting with them?
Yeah, I stopped fighting with them.
Good.
I just saw them.
Yeah, all you need to do, Rico, is just see them. Most human beings don't see their thoughts. And when they see them, they think it's them, right? That they are the thoughts. They're not. But all you need to do is see them, relax in them, and do nothing about it. Seeing them does everything for you.
Yeah. I knew that. I thought, like, I just can't be fighting them. Like, I just kept overthinking about, like, if I don't let them control me, then I'd be fighting them. I've just been overthinking things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one thing to get off my chest.
Well, thinking is wrong. It's abnormal to think. So stop thinking about them. Just watch them. And you stay with it, Rico. It doesn't matter how difficult the moment, because sometimes you got to find yourself caught up in them. And you're going to feel the pain of them, the fear or whatever, right? And it's going to feel overwhelming. And they're going to try to convince you that it's you. I don't care how difficult it gets. You just don't call it you and let it be, all right?
Of course. And another thing that got on my chest is, black people, dude, they just always argue. I see how... Notice how most of the black people on your podcast, I see how they always argue, and something to get off my chest about them is that, it's just that they're always argumentative.
The reason for that, for the last 70 years, blacks have been set up. They have been trained psychologically to believe that somebody else is their problem, right? They have nothing in their heart but hatred. Their hearts are wicked. And from generation to generation to generation, so it's only gotten worse. And they cannot see, except for those black men and women who are starting to wake up, they're starting to pay attention to what's happening inside of them. They're starting to overcome that. But most blacks, they have believed into a lie that is somebody else. So they get joy, which is really hatred and misery. Yeah, they get a false sense of joy, being angry at other people, attacking other people, because it makes them feel alive, but when it's really death.
Yep. I mean, it just can't help it, you know.
Right.
Just within their black nature, they're black. You know, it's just how black, it just gets blacker and blacker.
Yeah,
generation.
And that's why anger dies. Each generation get worse. It doesn't get better. The sins of the parents are passed down from generation to generation. And the sin is the hatred of the heart. Thank you, Rico. You stay with it, man.
Yeah, man. Ever since I met you, ever since I saw you, it's pretty nice. At first I thought you were just black and slow, but you know, now I've come to understand that you're still black and slow, but you know, you have all this. You just abandon your thoughts and emotions.
That's right. And it's in you,
it's
too.
Pretty cool, dude.
Stay with it and keep me updated, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy.
Of course, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, Josh. How was your Thanksgiving?
It went pretty well.
Did you go home to your folks?
No, I'm over the road.
Oh, okay.
But I talked to my folks though.
Oh, you did?
So,
right on.
Yeah. So, but I was calling to answer the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
I would say there isn't a difference. It's just two labels that designed to make people hate each other.
So you're saying that there is no difference between a Christian and an atheist, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
It's just two labels to make you hate one another?
Yep, because I see it in myself. I don't know which. It's like I don't know which one I am, really. But, I mean, I see like thoughts telling me that, no, you're more atheist. No, you're more Christian. No, you're more atheist. And it's just something in me is conflicting.
And so you believe that you might be one or the other?
No, I'm neither.
Then why are you battling with it if you say you're not either one of them? Why? Where's the battle?
There isn't a battle. I just see it happening in me. I just see something in me, just thoughts coming up saying, you're more Christian. No, you're more atheist. No, and like, I see the temptation, but I'm not.
And when you see it, what do you do with it?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so knowing these principles of truth over, and you've been listening for a while. How is your life now different than when you first heard the truth?
I'm less ambitious and less trying to control stuff as I used to be, like trying to make things happen. Because it don't work out every time I try to do that or try to put effort into making somebody think or explaining myself, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
will you stay with it? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I heard that super chat earlier about the guy saying that he falls back into his vices and because he still identifies with it. So that still happens with me as well. And,
after all this time, why do you still identify with vices?
I don't know that I'm really identifying with it. It just happens.
But it only happened because you're unconscious.
I'm unconscious, so.
Why do you keep going unconscious?
Maybe to feel good.
But unconscious doesn't feel good.
Right. I'm not 100% sure why I keep doing it. It's like,
The only reason, the one and the only reason you keep doing it is that you still believe thoughts. And you're not catching them. You're not staying present so you can catch them. And because once you see them, they disappear. And the feelings and everything else that come with it disappear. And that means that vices disappear.
Wow. And it's like, I can't put effort into not believing. I can't, this is not an effort thing. It's just like you just, I don't know. It's a little confusing me. It may be able to come to me.
What's confusing?
Like putting effort in trying not to believe thoughts.
Do you?
When I try not to, I shouldn't try not to. I should just. It's like not an effort thing.
Do you put effort into being blind and can't see? Do you put effort into living in the darkness?
No, it comes just straight naturally.
So why can't you do the same thing in walking in the light?
I don't know.
Only because you're not catching the thoughts. I'm telling you, you need to do is catch the thoughts. And when you catch them, everything else works. You just catch the thoughts. It'll work for you. You can't make anything happen.
Right. Okay.
So just,
that's what I've always...
Just practice catching the thoughts, man. It's the thoughts are the lies, the illusion. It's not even real.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
I believe it, man.
All right. Well, don't give up. You stay with it.
I won't.
All right.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, buddy. Thanks for responding to the biblical question, by the way. Matthew is out of California. 888-77-JESSE. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
I don't know if you remember, but I called in maybe, 2 months ago.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Well, I called in because I was going through a tough breakup kind of thing.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to give an update, and I had a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
So I've been sticking with the silent prayer. I realized a lot of things about myself. I saw the evil in myself that I didn't really see before.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Human beings cannot see that they're evil. They'd rather have a false seeing of self that they are good when they are not good. There's nothing good about human nature, human beings, zero.
No.
So I'm glad you at least see that. And you ever see it, it gets worse. Just keep seeing, and you'll be free from it.
So I was able to see that. I really see it and how much I'm kind of controlled by it.
Yes.
Literally, just everyday life with everything I do from the clothes I buy to literally everything. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's honestly probably been the roughest 3 months of my entire life. It was really bad. I feel like I was getting attacked, honestly.
And so what's been the rough 3 months of seeing yourself?
Seeing myself, yes, and kind of realizing that, kind of everything I've lived for up until this point was kind of a lie. I don't know, everything I ever wanted, or at least I thought that I wanted, that I've been living for, was kind of a lie. I don't know.
100%. All human beings lives a life of lies. They live in an illusion, don't know it.
I thought what I was living life for was I wanted to get a decent job, get married, and have kids. That's really, and I'm starting to realize that probably wasn't the right thing. I don't know. It's just kind of destroyed my view on everything. I'm really kind of lost. It's been really rough. I'm not so sad about the breakup anymore. I still am. I feel like I get attacked sometimes. Like, I know the real me doesn't really care about it. It's like, eh, it is what it is.
And you feel sad sometime about the breakup?
Yeah.
And why?
Because she played her role. I just didn't play mine. I was just a beta. Like, I don't know what else to say with that.
But why would you be sad about that? Why aren't you glad to see that?
I'm glad to see it, but I guess I started judging myself about it, and I'm like, man, if I would have not been such a beta, it probably would have worked out, and stopped trying to control everything and just let things happen naturally. It just, everything would have worked out.
And who is saying that to whom?
I guess the not me.
No, but so you're saying that, you think?
I don't know, honestly.
And who are you saying it to?
Myself.
And who are you?
A soul.
Who is the self that you're saying that to?
I don't know. I don't know. That kind of doesn't make sense to me.
What doesn't make sense?
The who is myself. Myself is my soul.
And what do you mean your soul? What's your soul?
Like my spirit.
And how do you know all that?
I don't know. That's just what I think.
So you're still making up illusions. Why?
I don't know. I don't think I tried to.
And so why do you listen to this thing inside of you make up one false identity after another one? Why are you listening to that?
I try not to, but I find myself getting caught up.
Okay. Well, when you do, just realize you are caught up. You're in another thought, and it's giving you another false identity. Just relax, and it'll pass, too. You're taking on identity. You want to die from identities. You don't want to take on new ones.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
So when those thoughts come about, because in all honesty, there is no you to regret anything. And when you say, I regret this, I regret that I was a beta, I regret, all you're doing, and listen closely, all you're doing is confirming another false identity. You're giving yourself another false identity, and you're confirming it, and when you confirm it, it makes you feel alive. Like that's real. There is a you that was a beta. There's never a you that was a beta. How can you be a beta when there's no you?
Okay.
You were lost in darkness, and so you don't even know who you are, so there's no one there to judge as beta or alpha.
For sure.
Isn't that amazing? There is no you. It's all an illusion.
It is, but it's hard to see at times. Like I get really caught up at times.
It's amazing to have to see and know that there's no you, huh?
Mm-hmm. It is. But
can you, the far self, hold on for me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to move more calls and your super chat. We can't play sound bites today, so no sound bites. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Hake! And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, November 29th, AD 2024. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full. Hang tight, callers. You can call in periodically, though, to see if a line opens up, okay? And you can buy me at coffee.com/JLP talk. If you want to do a super chat, we will get to the rest of your super chats, most of them today, maybe all of them today, and if not that, and then on Monday as well. And Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. The Hake Report is coming up after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I guess no Joelle Friday on Fridays, not even Black Friday, and no Fallen State either. Because the office is closed, the Fallen State producer is out today. He's off today. Very nice. But we'll see you in church with Jesse Lee Peterson. And stay tuned, just in case American Anchor Baby does a surprise stream from wherever he be. From wherever he is. Very nice. The far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal, anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian, AP. Associated Press reports Donald Trump's call for energy dominance is likely to run into real world limits. I guess it's not a report. That's a fake prediction. President-elect Donald J. Trump set to create a national energy council that he says will establish American energy dominance. Oh, yeah. As he seeks to boost U.S. oil and gas drilling, drill, baby, drill, and move away from crooked lame-o Joe's. Joe Biden, second best president, by the way, focus on climate change. The new council will have a sweeping authority over federal agencies involved in energy permitting, production, distribution, and regulation with a mandate to cut bureaucratic red tape. The bureaucrats can no longer squeeze us and choke our economy, hopefully. The president-elect's energy wishes are likely to run into real-world limits, they say. Which he knows, but he has a can-do attitude. Watch and learn. Gonna eat your eat crow, people. For one, U.S. oil production under Crooked Joe is already at a record level, they say. The federal government cannot force companies to drill for more oil, but he did cut off the, what was that? That one pipeline? He cut off that pipeline. Federal government cannot force, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't matter. Trump has played down risks from climate change and pledged to rescind unspent money on the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a misnomer. It's not an Inflation Reduction Act. It increased inflation, allegedly, some say. It didn't stop it. Biden's landmark climate and health care bill. He also said he will stop, Trump did, offshore wind development when he returns to the White House, which is currently black on the inside, dark with evil Joe. And we'll turn it white on the inside again, hopefully, in January. Even so, his November 15th announcement on the energy about the Energy Council says he will expand all forms of energy production and grow our economy to create good-paying jobs. That's nice. Trump has also promised to bring gasoline prices to below $2 a gallon. We'll see if he does it. Experts call that highly unlikely. Don't listen to the experts. Wait and see. Trump's bid to boost all oil supplies and lower U.S. prices is complicated by his threat to impose 25% import tariffs on two of the largest sources of U.S. oil imports, Canada, and Mexico. The oil industry warned the tariffs could raise prices and even harm national security. Give me a break, oil industry. Trump is our greatest president. Have faith. U.S. budget airlines are struggling. You heard about Spirit Airlines going bankrupt. They may rebound. We shall see. Many airlines do go bankrupt and rebound. It's the way. Trump companies have gone bankrupt and rebounded to heights never seen before. Maybe. Will you pursuing premium passengers solve their problems? Delta and United have become the most profitable U.S. airlines. by targeting premium customers, while also winning back a significant share of travelers on a tighter budget, or tight budget, squeezing smaller low-fare carriers like Spirit Airlines, which has a lot of riffraff, fights on the plane, bad help, and bad clientele. I'm James A.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this. Is this third hour already? What the? It's the third hour of the show already. Happy afternoon, Thanksgiving. I hope that you ate to remember and not to forget. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're too busy to sit and watch it. You can still listen to it by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm going to tell you how scary it was.
She's a fashion teacher at Beverly Hills High School who says on the day of the election, there was a mob going down the hallway.
And they had a Trump. One had a Trump flag on a pole.
Poor baby.
She says someone tried to open her classroom door, says it upset some of her students.
At this school, I've had to deal with a lot of racism.
This was a mistake.
Yesterday morning, the Texas Department of Public Safety says they encounter a group of more than 200 migrants, and among them were 60 unaccompanied children, including this 2-year-old girl.
I'm sending them back.
Oh, look at that. I love that girl. I love that hair. I want her hair.
He's a pirate.
Can I buy your hair? I'll pay you millions.
That is the worst thing I have ever heard.
What a mess! What a mess. We can't play sound bites. So we're taking calls and super chats. And we'll just celebrate it after with Thanksgiving and talking. I want to go back to Matthew out of California, I believe. Matthew, thanks for holding. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
So really what I wanted to call and ask you about was you know, after seeing the evil and everything in myself, and I know I can't do anything about it. I just have to see it. I feel like I'm getting attacked. Like, I don't feel like it's me. But I'll really start getting, like, it's been, like, about every day. Very, like, suicidal. Like, very, like, I don't know, like, just kind of, it's not me feeling it, but just, like, losing, like, the will to even go on. Because it just keeps popping in my head. Like, what's the point of even, like, being here? Like, what's the point? Everything I thought was a lie. Stuff like that, and I kind of realized why I am the way I am now. You know, I was raised by a bunch of angry women. My dad passed away when I was young. So I understand why I am the way I am, but, like, I keep seeing what's going on. Like, I can see it, but it's like it won't leave me alone.
And who is the you that it won't leave alone?
I guess the false self.
And why are you still identified with the false self? Even if you have to remind yourself that it's not you, why are you still calling it you?
I guess it's been my whole life I've identified with it, like, ever since I was a kid.
How old are you now?
From what I can remember. I'm going to be 21 in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So who is giving you or telling you these ideas about suicide?
I know it's not me.
How do you know it's not you?
Because I wouldn't do that to myself.
Absolutely. And so, like with anything else, you just see it, don't call it you, and it will be taken away from you because the voices that you hear and the pain that you feel about, oh, you know, you're not worth anything. Who are you? You don't have anything. You're not this. It's not you telling you. Those are the spirit that made a home in every human mind. And the human think that it's them, and they identify with it. But those are just little demons inside of your imagination. And they have no power, no authority, nothing. Everything has been defeated already. The devil has been defeated. And he's just trying to convince you that it's you because he want to live in you. The evil lives inside of human beings. And it needs a place to live. Otherwise, where will it live, right? And so it's just trying to make you think that it's you. Relax. Watch it. Let it pass. And go along your day, but do nothing about it and just watch it.
I have another question about it. Is it something that I'm going to have to deal with the entirety of my life, like, just to see that pain and go through it, or will eventually it'll just leave?
I want you to get away from that thought, too. When those thoughts come, when will this end? This is so long. This is going, it's so painful. How long would this last? All those are just spirits speaking to you to make you think it's never going to end. And when they scream like that, the reason they are screaming like that to you, how long is this going to last? This is so painful. You might want to take your own life. It's because it knows. May not realize this fully, but it knows the light, which is the Spirit of God, is giving you a little light to see it. And it cannot live in the light. So it has to depart from you. So it's screaming because it is dying and it doesn't want you to know it's you. It doesn't want you to know it's it. It wants you to think it's you. So when that's happened too, let it pass. You must be willing to endure this all the way to the end. And don't worry about the end. Because in all honesty, it can already be over with. It could have been gone a long time ago, but you still believe it's you. And by believing it, you're still identifying with it. The moment you stop identifying with it, it's over.
Okay.
It's really, I promise you, it's just an illusion in your imagination. They're delusions. They're not you at all. And it's hard to accept that because you've been so accustomed to living this false life. That's why Christ said, if you got, and ain't no way around it, if you want to have a life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up this false life that come from the imagination and it's not real. It's just an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and you will, you are, this false illusion is fading away. It might not feel like it at times, but if you stay with it, it's fading away, and eventually it will be gone, and you're going to be like, how did I ever believe that something else made a home in me? It made me think, it made me do, it made me act in ways that I would never do by myself. You would never tell yourself, oh, you might want to commit suicide. You might want to take your life. That's not you telling you that. That's the spirit that is preventing you from doing what you the right thing, and it causes you to do the wrong thing. It's not you at all.
And I've been listening to the, like, honestly, ever since I've been doing the silent prayer, like, every day, I really don't kind of look forward to anything anymore. All I really look forward to is coming home and doing that and going to sleep.
I know. Beautiful.
Like how the last caller said, like, or the super chat, something about not wanting to talk to people anymore.
Yes.
I kind of get like that now, where it's like, even for Thanksgiving yesterday, my whole family was there, and I was, you know, I just want to be myself. I didn't even want to be there.
But in that ego state, though, it feels like you got to be at every party. It feels like you got to be a part of every event and everything. Because you're trying to get life, you're trying to feel alive, and these false events and the false people make you feel alive when it's really death. But now you're overcoming the world, and you will be in the world, but not of it. It will be paradise on earth. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. Everything is done. It's all completed. The kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. And that's what you're starting to discover. And you're going to see even more so that people are born. They are not about anything. They're vicious. They're nasty. They're evil. They are revengeful. And they only want something from you. They only want to be around you if they can get something from you, whether it's a validation or whatever, right? They're wicked. Human beings are evil, and you're going to find it being amazing not to be around them because you're not going to want anything from them.
It was interesting to kind of see. It's probably the first time I really kind of just watched my family.
Yes.
And, yeah, like everything you just said, they just, I don't know, they just like to talk about other people, and I don't know, it was just interesting to see, kind of, and I just didn't want to be there anymore.
Absolutely. Because it's hell. You're looking at hell not only in your own imagination, but you see it now in other people, including family members. You're going to see it in all people, and you're going to see the depths of how evil human beings are, and it's going to blow your mind. You're not going to be able to see it by yourself. It will be revealed to you. Human beings are evil.
That's the thing the false self keeps telling me, too, when I see the evil, too.
Yeah.
The spirits will keep telling me, like, look how evil the world is. Why do you even want to be here? Look at this. Like, look what these people are doing. And I know the real me wouldn't, you know, just accept it for what it is. But
yeah,
those spirits keep talking to me, and they're like, I don't know, it gets me down, and I know I shouldn't listen to it.
Yeah, it's only getting you down because you're believing it is you. You believe that it's your thoughts, and you're believing the pain that come with the thought. But the moment you stop believing it and just come back to present, it's going to disappear because the devil has been defeated. the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everything is done, is completed. And that's why if you notice the Christians are as lost as you are, you're more found right now than the average Christian because most Christians don't know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They don't know that it's in them. They don't know that it's been defeated. The devil has been defeated. They don't know that you can have perfect peace right here on earth. They're still waiting for it. They're still praying to Satan, thinking they're praying to God. They're praying to the devil. That's why their prayers are never answered, by the way. They're praying to an illusion of God. And they can quote the Bible till the cows come home. And they'll get mad at you if you see the truth and they don't. They'll get mad at you because that spirit in them don't want them to know the truth, and they think it's them. It's the same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They are praying to an idea of God and not to God. So you're on your way, man. You just got to stay with. All you got to do now is practice staying present, meaning don't get into the past or the future, thinking about tomorrow, yesterday. And if you do, just come back. Be aware of your body or something to bring you back to the present where God is. And you're going to see everything is changing by itself. Those spirits have to leave you. You'll be fine.
And that's the biggest struggle, staying present. Because I realize I'm not being in the present, and then my mind just keeps wandering.
Yes. But when you do, just bring it back. Even if you have to do it 1,000 times a minute, 1,000 times a day, you practice staying present. Because in reality, in real reality, not the illusion, all is well. In your life, all is well. It's just you don't know it because you keep going into time. You go back to the devil by looking back at what has happened in life, what's going to happen, what is going to happen, and all that kind of mess. You're living in time, and God is not in time. God is in the present. He's the truth. Life and everything is right here, right now. It's not in time at all. That's why human beings are lost. They're living in time. They're living in illusion. I don't know if you heard Tony from California. He called, and all his whole life is about an illusion of the past. And he thinks it's still real, so he's living this illusion, suffering in hell, calling it heaven. You got to let the thoughts go, man.
I know. I have to.
And you're 21?
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
So you're not even 21 right now?
Nope.
So why you told me you were 21 when you're 20?
No, I said I'm going to be 21 in like 2 weeks.
You're fortunate is that you're so young and you're waking up right now. You're avoiding so much hell, I can't even find the words to express. So you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you're going to see that everything you thought about yourself and human beings have been wrong. And that the real hell is inside of human beings right here on earth. That's why you see so much hell on earth. Misery and wars and family members turning against each other, blacks and whites fighting, and now the Mexicans are jumping in, and it's just nothing but misery. Parents and children don't get along because they're living in hell of their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be fine.
I think I will. Or see, now I'm thinking again.
But just relax and just stay with it, stay with it. And never call it you again. And you're going to see that you were the real you, because now that the false you is disappearing, the real you will appear. And you're going to see that you were never a victim. You were never enslaved. You have never done anything wrong in your whole life. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither wrong nor right. You're neither black nor white. You're neither male nor female. You're not beta or alpha. all has been illusions, and you've been living an illusion. But you're so young, you're going to be, I mean, it's going to be like you missed nothing. And that girl that you still think about, that was never loved, love. She never loved you, and you never loved her. It was always one, they, both of you were using one another to get a false sense of identity, love or whatever, right? It was never love. You have never loved her, and she has never loved you.
Yeah, you're right. It just won't leave my head, but I just got to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll let it go.
Absolutely. Amazing. Yeah. Any other questions?
Amazing.
I know. You stay with it, though, man, and let those voices, though, you know, Paul in the Bible said, in the Word, Paul said that he finally realized that he couldn't change himself. He had been trying. He had been trying to do right, trying to prevent doing wrong. But he had no control. He couldn't make himself not do right. I mean, not do wrong, not be right, and not doing whatever he said. It's the same thing in every human being. And they think it's them, and it's not. So it's the same thing. So just relax. The Spirit of God has defeated the darkness, and the darkness don't even know that it's dark. Ain't evil people don't know that they're evil. They think they're good. Satan doesn't know he's evil. He thinks he's good. And so it's just all in the loop. You'll be fine. Stay with it.
Sure. Thank you, Jesse.
Keep me updated, but you stay with it.
I will.
All right,
buddy. Thank you a
lot. All right.
How's it
going? Okay. Oh, amazing. 888-7753-773. Corey. There's one line open. Corey out of Florida. Corey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how are you guys doing today?
All is well.
Just want to first start and shout out to you and your wonderful staff, the anchor baby, Mr. Hake with the great hair. And I know we got Joelle there today.
Yeah.
And all the other people who are unnamed that I don't know. You guys are always doing an amazing job. And I'm always honored to be able to listen to this show.
Thank you, buddy. You know, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know we don't put another man on a pedestal. And we only God, but. You know, you do such an amazing work there, Jesse. It really blows my mind when I listen to your show, because I listen to a lot of talk radio and I listen to a lot of conservatives. And, you know, the spiritual aspect of your show is just absolutely amazing and far and above and beyond what anybody else has. So you're a great treasure, Jesse.
Well, I appreciate that you stay with it, because the only reason you can see where I'm coming from is just the Spirit of the Father showing you, allowing you to see, because you have welcomed the truth to come in and take you over. So stay with it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So I called in because this morning when I first tuned in, you had that guy, that younger kid on, I think you're talking about racism.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the many things I learned from you is there is no such thing as racism. It's just good versus evil.
Yes.
But I have when people call anybody a racist, or if someone were to call me a racist, which I'm not at all, because we know this doesn't exist, I have a good response, because I say that racist, there's an acronym. That's all it is an acronym. So the word racist stands for rational and conservative and intolerant of socialist teachings or socialist theories.
I love
that. So that's what racist stands for, Jesse.
That sounds like a T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. And Mr. Hake and everyone else is welcome to use that, too. I have one for woke, too. Woke is also an acronym. It's wrong on knowledge everywhere. That's what happens when you're woke.
Amazing. I love that, Corey. Amazing. Yeah.
And then the last thing I want to say to you, Jesse, because we're all so excited about, you know, the Great White Hope. By the way, I hail from the great state of Florida, home of the Great White Hope, resident of the Great White Hope. But
wow.
You know, one of the things that I want to tell people and spread the word, because people don't know the history of this country, there's only been one other president. There's been one president that won three elections, and they changed the term limits because of that, and that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So now I tell people, you know, what do Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Donald John Trump have in common? And the answer to that riddle is that they both won three elections. So that's another thing to consider, too.
Amazing. I wish that Trump could be there forever.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he's going to groom some good people that will really fill his shoes when he leaves. So let's hope that we have a long-term run of trajectory that we're on right now, you know.
Right on.
We have to pray a lot for this country.
What do you disavow and hate?
That we're on.
Hold on a minute.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
Hate has a disavow. What do you disavow?
I disavow that he won three elections. For the sake of the channel.
Right. For the sake of the channel. Okay.
Oh, otherwise they're gonna cut you off and it's fake news, right?
Amazing. Well, thank you, man. And you stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. All right.
All right. God bless all you guys, Jesse. Take care.
You too. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Jay out of California. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man? Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you. You too.
Great job. I called in. I'm not going to ask you if you remember, because you don't ask a black man if he ever remembers.
That's right.
But I had called in earlier this month. I think it was the 5th or something like that. But I had told you my wife had left, and she took all, you know, the couch, the sink, the everything, and emptied out my bank account and all that good stuff.
That does ring a bell. I do remember that.
Do you remember? Okay. So, yeah. I've been doing the silent prayer now. It's been 24 days. Man, I just feel great. I feel good. I feel at peace. But I had one question for you. My question is, so my wife, she won't talk to me, but she's running around and talking to my cousins. And, you know, my cousin's going to get married here next year, and she's telling her, like, oh, I can't wait to see you at the wedding and all this other bullshit. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure out why she's trying to talk to them when me and her obviously aren't even together anymore. You know what I mean?
One reason and one reason only. She's evil.
Oh, yeah, I know that all women are evil.
That's the only reason she's doing this. She's evil.
What an evil spirit.
And so why is it bothering you that she's doing that?
It's not. It's not really bothering me. I could care less.
Right.
I just want to know why. That's
because she's evil. She want to know if you, let's say you say to your family member, why are you still talking to this woman? Why don't you just dump her, right? And if they go back and tell her what you said, she's going to get a thrill knowing that she's getting a reaction from you. Because evil people love getting a thrill from causing other people to feel pain. So if I were you, do what you want. I wouldn't even bother. I wouldn't even think about it. I would just work on myself and let the world go. And just work on you, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, this last 3 weeks have been phenomenal, man. I've been at peace. I don't have to worry about bitching and complaining and nagging.
Yep.
This has been good. You know, the day after we talked, Donald Trump got elected, you know?
Yes, amazing. So,
what an amazing month. Yep. And it's going to be even better 4 years for us, man. I truly believe that.
If that wedding come and you don't want to go, and your cousin, if your cousin asks you, are you going? If you don't want to go, just say, no, I'm not coming. And she asks, well, why? Why? You just go, you having my ex there, and she's not even a part of the family. And if you're going to have her there, I'm not coming. But don't be angry. Just say, I'm not coming, and you don't have to go. Or if you do go, you can totally ignore the S as though she's not even there. Just don't be angry.
Yep. I'm going to, if she does, you know, if she is there, I'm just going to walk past her like I don't even know her.
Absolutely. Just don't be angry. Don't resent her.
No, and that's the mistake I was making previously.
Yes.
That I would let the anger get the best of me. But now, after talking to you and having 3 weeks to just, you know, do the silent prayer and stuff.
Yeah. I got it.
You know, I honestly don't have no anger towards the situation.
Right on. Well, you stay with it. Stay with it. I got to take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. Thank you. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
I'm laying down at the compile. Oh no, I see you only when you're ballin'. Oh no, I don't even care to die. I see you in a while, cause this time I will choose you, yeah. I'll choose. You know exactly how they look like this.
Okay, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And today, Big Bump is guest hosting with The Hake Report. And y'all know Big Bump. Is smart, and I'm not making it up. I learn so much whenever I hear him on that show there. So check it out from 9 to 11 a.m., all right? Check out our merch. We have a Black Friday sale. Isn't that amazing? A Black Friday sale going on with our merch. Go to, we have 15% off on all of merch starting today. So go to rebuildingtheman.shop. Ooh, I got it a little bit. Not going to brag because I'll forget as soon as I brag. Rebuildingtheman.shop. Check out our bond holiday sale. 15% off. All right? And we're raising $100,000 to take us through Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. We got, you see Joel trying to make the machine work. We can't even do soundbite. But, so we have a challenge grant for you. Someone called me up and said, Jesse, I'll give you up to $50,000 if you can raise the other 50. I was like, well, no big deal. We've helped so many people, that's just going to be a word. I'm going to let them know, and they will give me $50,000 for a nonprofit. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, whatever you can give to help build up to the $50,000, or you can give the whole $50,000 by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it to us. Make it out to Bond, check a money order out to Bond, or and you mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? And I thank you in advance. And we're building a network, Punchin TV, Punchin.tv. We are counseling. We have Entrepreneur Academy. We're doing a lot because of you. Thank you so much. Church on Sunday, fellowship at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. If you're not able to be at the meetings, you can watch it live online by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Sunday morning, Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And you don't want to miss it. It's amazing. And by the way, I did have a couple of people ask, hey, I want to donate. Do you accept overseas money? Yeah, I do. And you can donate anywhere in the world, right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or if you have any problem with that, call 800-411-BARN or email us, 800-411-BARN, and they'll help you figure it out. Thank you all in advance. I do appreciate it. Let's do some super chats, and then I go back to the callers.
Super chats.
Kevin bought 10 coffees. Kevin, 211-211.
Nice. Thank you, Kevin.
Very generous. Thank you for all the help, and happy Thanksgiving, JLP and the gang.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Pure Blood over on Odyssey.
Pure Blood?
Yeah.
Nice.
Says, race mixing is a sin. God made us kind after kind. I believe it was Muhammad Ali who said he wanted his grandkids to look like him.
Remember a time when the races wanted their children to look like them?
Yeah.
You had a black daddy and a black mama. You wanted your kids to be black.
To this day.
Or white daddy, white mama. You want your kids to be white. What happened to that?
Chinese and all of them.
Yeah.
Japanese. The traditional ones of the races, the ones with any sense, still want that. Still prefer that.
And then nobody got mad at you and you didn't want your child to be all mixed.
Right.
No one got mad about that.
Because they understood it.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Amazing. Ethan said that my guest this morning.
Yeah.
He said he was white Mexican.
A white Hispanic.
White Hispanic. But he looked white to me.
He looked Hispanic to me.
Oh, he did?
Or almost like a Chinese-ish.
Why is he identified with the white thing then?
Because he is part like Spaniard or something. Because when you're, I don't know. He was distinguishing because race and ethnicity are different things. Hispanic, Latino, and part American Indian. But I guess those are not necessarily a race.
He said it's white skin.
It's not that white.
Yeah, that's
it's like Anchor Baby white.
That's what he meant. He was saying that
maybe darker than Anchor
his
Baby.
Skin is white, and that's why he identifies with white. But his nationality, I guess, is Hispanic. Or his race, whatever.
It was confusing, though.
Ethnicity.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's what they do. They make it confusing. They make it overly complicated.
Yeah.
And
Is a white Hispanic the same as a Nicaragua?
Nicaraguans are white Hispanic, oftentimes.
Also, Nicaraguas are Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
White Hispanic.
I knew a Nicaraguan gal.
She was a
light-skinned Hispanic. But some of them probably dark-skinned.
So do the
because it depends on how much American Indian you have in you.
Oh. Do the white Hispanic like the white people?
Usually not, actually.
Why not?
Because they're brainwashed against white people. They think white people are racist.
But they're white.
They're not normal white.
What a mess. Okay.
And we know that, and they know it.
What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now.
True.
Amazing. Thank you, Hank.
Thank you, Pure Blood.
Yeah, thank you, Pure Blood.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Mo Betta, Games Ferret, Groovy Monkey, and the rest. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Fazul, 3 coffees from South Florida.
Amazing.
I can't express my gratitude enough to you, Jesse, on so many levels. One topic was looking for a thrill. Even though sometimes in the guise of doing good. It reminds me of the saying, put a potato in the microwave and press the pizza button. When it's done, it's still a potato. Much love to you, Jesse and crew.
Thank you. You too. I want you all, if you do nothing else in life, and you can prove me wrong, I want to encourage each one of y'all to look at how much you love thrills. and the things you do to get a thrill. Your whole life is about thrills. Really, just pay attention to that. It'll blow your mind. And just think, everything you do is about a thrill. The good ones and the bad ones. You love bad thrills, too. You love it when you fight. You love it when you fight with your husband or your wife. You love it when you fight with... It's all about thrills. You love thrills. And thrills are evil. But just wipe that alone.
Very nice, Fazul. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone had bought three coffees. Hello, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the crew. When people asked you,
ask
what makes Jesse the right, what do you say?
Nothing.
Answer to the biblical question?
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Nothing is my answer. I'm learning with you. People have a tendency to overspeak, especially Christian and atheist. They know everything.
Amazing. I want to respond to that, and so deep, but I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. Really do thank you for the information you're giving, and I do support monthly. I know business need money to function.
Yeah.
However, you sound like the preacher of the mega church I used to work at. He used to say God called him to do this, and God will supply. Yet every time you turn around, he was asking for money. I'm not angry about what you're doing, and like you said, a nonprofit organization.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
The difference is atheists seem to be more aware of the fight of good and evil, good versus evil, even though they're on the wrong side. They do not cater to the Christians. They don't naively try to understand. They relentlessly push their agenda. Christians are naive and try to be understanding, but not in the right way. They do it in a weak, pathetic way.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And to the other guy, let go. Forgive the other churches for the way they behave. For mine, so everything don't look the same to you, all right?
Right.
Forgive them. Just don't hold it against them. You take money to run a business, but you've judged them. So the problem with you, you judge them rather than seeing it for what it is. All right? So let it go.
All right. I need J3 Coffees. Binge watching Savage Moments from JLP. From Get a Job, and I am in tears laughing. Love you guys, and hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
The Savage Moment is amazing. I'm glad he's back on YouTube.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone says, when Jesus washed Peter's feet, was that to set a good example that as leaders we are to serve those who are truly our brothers and sisters in Christ?
No.
Okay.
No. But thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought five coffees with no message.
Thank you.
Billy, biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
There is no difference. They are all evil, even the ones who are working on each other. I think he means on in themselves. But he says each other.
Right on. Maybe thank I shouldn't you. Change it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Lizzie Longtoes, in regards to your guest...
Today?
Or first hour, yeah.
Oh, Ethan.
Tell him social rights was fake and gay, Jesse. Tell him we have God-given rights.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Ethan is an interesting guy, though.
Indeed.
So we're going to see how it all works out.
He doesn't mind spouting off.
I wonder if he was taught all of that in high school, I guess. He just started college.
Yeah.
So he's already going into college with a liberal mindset.
Yeah, it's wild what they're teaching and... Well, who knows? Maybe he read it online independently, but they're teaching that type of crap. Sorry, kids.
In high school.
In high school, and maybe younger, too.
So you don't even have a chance now.
I mean, listen to the Zoomers and Millennials who are teachers now. Imagine that Zoomers and Millennials are school teachers.
Oh, God.
No wonder they're thinking so off.
Amazing.
And yet they think they know. Derek.
Thank you.
In Nashville, 15 coffees. Derek says, Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thanks for your support, too. Thanks.
Another Lizzie Longtoes rumble rant. Is there a devil?
There is evil, and there is good. Be not deceived. The devil does exist, without a doubt, and he exists in your imagination. He exists in your imagination. In every human being you ever have seen and will see, he exists in your imagination. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie Longtoes. Great questions. Yeah. Zach, I'm from Buffalo, New York, and so many people in this city are miserable, rude, and just plain unhappy in life.
Yeah.
Why are so many people miserable? What's it all coming from? Is it desires?
No, it's evil. It's from the heart. The human heart is evil. Human beings are evil, and they're miserable because Satan is their God. Anyone that has anger, Satan is their God. Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
You and the devil are one. Be not deceived. Amazing. Thank you.
Lucas bought a coffee. Biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Christians are real. Atheists are not. All, quote unquote, atheists really just a substitute a false or lesser golden calf for God. They just substitute a lesser God for God. Sometimes it's drugs, television, video games, politics, sports, almost anything. But everyone worships something, God or not.
Amazing. Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much.
1776 Christians bought another coffee. And also answering that biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Christians forgive their mamas and atheists become their mamas.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, speaking of pumpkin pie, remember this song from the 1960s?
Apples, apple, peach, and pumpkin pie. You were young, so was I. One of these days, I'm going to take you home and marry you so you won't roam. Ready or not, here I come.
That's funny and unexpected that you would know right away before I even said the lyrics.
Oh,
from
thank
from
you.
Jay and the Techniques, says Mike Young.
Thank you. What?
Jay and the Techniques, I guess, sang that song.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Truth,
you.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Thank you if you're white. Good looking. If you black, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Jesse.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Can I get some calls in?
Yeah, we'll read the rest later.
Okay, we'll try to come back to them. I'm looking at the clock.
Indeed.
I can't believe how fast this time is going. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to Heijin. Heijin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm great.
Amazing. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
So, the reason I call is I actually called you 4 years ago from Georgia.
Wow.
And I'm originally from South Korea, but I asked you while I was sending my kids to public school, I asked you whether I should homeschool or not. And you told me to, so I took them out of the school, and I have been homeschooling them for 4 years.
And how's it going?
That's why I'm calling you. Thank you so much for your advice, because my kids, they have been great and happier, and I am happier, and it's been so amazing.
Amazing. Parents who send their children to a public school, I promise you, they're doing it because they hate the children. They have no love. And that's why they send them off every day. They'd rather their children suffer in the public school than to be bothered with their own children.
And I want to say one more thing to all the parents who might listen to this show. When I first started homeschooling, I never got educated from U.S., so I was not confident at all. But I started because of your advice, and I realized that I can do it. And anybody who listened to this, if you are thinking about it, just go for it. It's going to be all fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, I'm glad for the update. And you stay with it, stay with it. You still haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, too. Everything that you say, it means a lot to everybody who's listening to your show.
Amazing. Well, thank you for that. And you stay
thank
with
you.
It, all right? Amazing.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice. You know, James, real fast, there was a guy, a black guy, Tony, I think, from California.
Yeah.
He called and he think that and I know it's because he's black, but he doesn't say tariff.
Tariffs.
Tariffs is a good idea. And I know he only repeats when he hears the news. Can you explain a little bit about that? Maybe he can be helped a little bit.
Okay. According to the Constitution, originally written by men smarter than you and me and Tony.
Yes.
Tariffs are in the Constitution. That's how the government is supposed to make the government's money. But they changed the Constitution. They made an amendment to start taxing the people rather than tariffing the people importing their goods to America. So,
and so we're not supposed to be paying the taxes. The country's supposed to be getting the taxes from the tariff.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes so much sense.
Right. Because you'd prefer to have manufacturing here, but yes. Let's say you can't, or you want to buy it from elsewhere, they put a tariff on that, so you pay a little extra to, or a lot extra sometimes, to bring those imported goods in. And some of those are not even American companies, by the way, paying those, that would pay those tariffs. And it would encourage some of those countries to set up shop here. Some of those foreign companies to set up shop here and manufacture here and use American jobs.
Wow. So why don't we go back to that and stop taxing the American people up the yang-yang?
You'd have to reduce greatly the amount of government spending.
That would be perfect.
I would love it.
Me too.
Yeah. It's a dream. It's a pipe dream. It's a long shot. But if anybody can go in the right direction, Trump can.
And, oh, yeah. That's amazing.
So taxes are not even. You don't hear them complaining about how taxes increase inflation or how government spending increases inflation. That's the real story.
I didn't even know that, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. See, Tony?
They're just trying to undercut Trump when they're just talking out of their imagination, try to make a prediction and turn the people against a good policy. Trump is smart. He was not going to mess up the economy, especially the way that they've messed up the economy the past 4 years. And remember Obama. That was a horrible economy under Obama.
So, Tony, see, this is why we need white people, Tony.
Yeah.
Well, white people know. You and I didn't know about terror.
Yep. You see Zoomers and Generation Alpha people on the internet trying to preach about tariffs like they know what they're talking about. But they're dumb.
See, Tony?
We can't even sell American cars overseas because they put tariffs on our cars.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Bring Trump back.
Yeah.
Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, you're on the air.
Hello, Jesse and James.
Hey, hey. Maze. How was your Thanksgiving?
To who?
How was your Thanksgiving?
I don't do that.
You don't do what?
I celebrate my nephew's anniversary.
You don't eat turkey?
No.
You didn't have turkey yesterday?
No, they weren't serving turkey and stuff. They were celebrating the anniversary.
We have a whole turkey right here at the office. Come on by and get a piece.
Yeah, y'all enjoy it. Make you some, you can make you some turkey salad.
Oh, my God, that sounds good.
But anyway, that's not what I call. Okay. I call about the tariffs. You remember when the farmers was complaining about the tariffs and they lost all of their products and stuff because of the tariffs? At the time, y'all president messed it up and he told China to do something to help them out.
I don't remember that. You did?
Oh, y'all have short memory.
Say again?
So when it comes, you have short memories. So that's not going to bring
jobs. She said
the
farmers were complaining about the tariff.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's always going to be some complainers.
No. This was before. Going to be some complaining.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just explain what happened to them. What did they lose out on?
James from New York want to tell you.
Nice.
James.
No, I want James.
I'd rather listen to the other James because I barely know anything. Somebody in the chat says Hank doesn't know.
Maze, I want another James that's smarter than this James.
Yeah.
James, tell Maze about the tariff.
Well, clearly, like, with tariffs, what it also does, besides just making America money, it also keeps companies that are selling to America honest and on the books. We're not having companies that are coming in here selling us bad products or crappy goods. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Temu, but you know,
yes.
These companies come into this country and they sell us garbage. And they do it for free without any kind of investment or belief in their own product. And we need those companies out of here. And tariffs will give us our power back in keeping good, reputable companies in this country that are foreign.
When you say that, Mae, yes.
Can I finish, Jesse? That's
yes.
What I was saying.
Yes.
So your tariff, when GE went over to where, Mexico, that took your job. Your job's been gone a long time ago. When George Bush was in, your jobs left in. And so the tariffs is going to cause you to have, when you get from wherever, nothing's made in America anymore. For your little friend that you're talking to, it's not made that. So when it do come here, like
wouldn't
the car,
tariffs,
your food,
wouldn't
your food
tariffs
and everything else
to be made in America,
can I
though?
Finish? Can I finish?
They would.
There's nothing made in America anymore.
But
and
made,
so
wouldn't tariff cause
no
things to be made in America again?
When it's going to cause for them to, when they get stuff from other countries, to bring it over here, your food and everything else you got, not only your cars and your everything else that went away, that was sold to other countries, it's not owned by America anymore.
So
you make it an argument for tariffs.
You're going to have to pay more money for whatever you get. You remember when they had the embargo?
So, Maze, are you glad that Trump is bringing tariffs back?
Excuse me? No.
But
he's bringing manufacturing back too.
No, I'm saying
tariffs
he's not bringing them back. When is he bringing
them
back? Is he going to bring them back next year?
He did it the first term, and he's going to do it again.
No.
Yes.
I said, you see what happened to the farmers?
Boo hoo.
Mays' name is funny because he keeps going in circles. He lost in her thoughts.
Can I explain something? Everything he got came from China. So how you going to have tariffs on something? So the tires that he made and everything he made, the price is going to go up, and you're going to have to pay for it with your tax dollars. Then what are they going to do with the money if the tariffs are going to be? They're going to put it back into the economy, so you're going to have to pay less.
No one's saying things can't come in from China.
And
what
so
we're saying is better quality things will come in from China if there's a
tariff. Have you been shopping lately?
Companies will believe in it.
Have you been shopping lately? Your food even come from there.
That's Biden inflation.
That's because of buying that Camilla, Mace.
What I'm trying to tell you, if you're shopping, you know where your stuff come from.
That was because of buying
that
Camilla.
Unless you make it yourself.
That was because
so
of Biden and Camilla.
So you got this little bright person on here trying to explain the tariffs to me, and I know what it is. So when you go get your car,
the tariffs will encourage people
car,
to make because they don't have to compete against cheap forced slave labor.
Not,
tariffs will please, encourage
tell
the
me what's made
to
in
make
America.
Their own things. They won't
my
have to compete
guys,
against cheap things.
My pillow guy pillows are not even made here.
Your
and
pillows.
All the stuff that's being sold to you is not made here. You just got somebody making money off of it being here.
Blame
and the
government.
The reason why the stuff is offshore is because they were too cheap to pay the people here to work.
But blame
so
the government,
man.
Blame the government.
Get rid of minimum wage. Hey, economics, baby.
And then they don't want to pay the people now. But anyway, Jesse, what I wanted to ask you,
we
why
gotta
do you
go.
Think that the Caucasian got to always give somebody something?
Huh?
Thank you,
why
Jesse.
You
I will keep you on. Have a good Thanksgiving weekend, buddy.
Yeah, you have one, too, and you go look up terrorists and you learn something from it, okay? But why do you always think
turkey
they
salad.
Always got to be
the people?
Mess.
Guess, why
shout
do you
out.
Think
thank
they always got to give
so
people
what Maze?
Why do you think the Caucasian is the only people that have to give people
problems? Because they're the only one with the talent and the innovation.
That's what's wrong with some people. That's what they think. They got to get everything from them.
I would try. So you heard. You heard Tony blaming the white man for everything, right?
No. I'm saying, didn't Elon Musk just have to give Trump money on his election?
Like all do it. Everybody did it
in
both of them. Man, I'm out of time.
Yeah, okay, but y'all have a good one. You tell him to go study tariffs, and he'll know what it is and know the difference.
All
if
right.
He know the labels and what's made in America.
You ain't going to never hang up. We done.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
Bye. I'm done. Bye. Hate coming up. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not